Eagle 98.1, The Rock Station. So I'm sure you've heard our promos running and us talking about it. And as our Drop Biscuit Studios podcast network continues to grow, we're going to keep talking to some of the hosts because we're super excited about this. My podcast, Only in Louisiana, is also featured as a part of our Drop Biscuit Studios. If you visit dropbiscuit.com, you can see our growing library. So today we are going to talk to one of the hosts of our newest biscuits that we've just dropped at dropbiscuit.com. All right, so I'm going to bring in now the host of one of the newest podcasts on our new podcast network here in Baton Rouge, Drop Biscuit Studios. Mr. AJ Benza, welcome into the Eagle 98.1 studio today.
Thank you. Had a great day so far.
So, I love it down here. Yeah, you've been through the car wash here at Guarantee.
Yeah, and after this heat and humidity, I need a wash. It's rough out here, but I'm a Long Island kid. I know about humidity.
Yeah.
But I'm in LA now, and we don't get humidity much. My girlfriend and I got off the plane yesterday, and her hair grew visibly.
I started with
another woman suddenly.
So tell us a little bit about your podcast. You were the host of the Fame is a Bitch podcast. You've been doing it for five years, over 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, I've got a number of episodes behind a paywall. I do Fame is a Bitch 3 days a week for free. That's where you can get it on Drop Biscuit and any place else you can get your podcast. But I like the Drop Biscuit site best because there's certain features on it that make it a better listening experience. Always celebrity driven. But then I'm very opinionated. I've had a journalism degree. I've worked in newsrooms as a gossip columnist for many years. Came out to L.A., got into TV game, screenwriting, acting, hosting. So I got to know so many people. I don't know about your show, but you tell stories. I'm the same way. I tell stories. I don't just report news. That's boring. Even though the news that's out there now is not really true news anymore because you're getting it from your phone, from Twitter, and it's nonsense. So I love to tell stories. I know people. And, you know, you develop an intuition about the business and you can feel something coming. I think this is going to happen. And when you do that to an audience, they really come to appreciate you.
Would it be fair to say that you know people and you spill the tea?
Oh, that's the tea? Yeah. I broke the bottle of tea, yeah. I've been able to get through this unscathed. I mean, there's been celebrities who've been mad at me for sure. And I had a tiff with Donald Trump where I threatened to kill him on radio.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew him. We had dated the same girl for a minute, and we didn't know about it.
Was it the same girl at the same time?
Yeah, but I just left her to move to L.A., but it was long distance for us. But when I was away, he was playing with her. And we didn't know that until we found out, and we had a big argument on Howard Stern's show many years ago. I think 2000 it was.
Wow.
But we've patched it up, and it's all good. But it was bad news for a while. But I had so many people like that in the industry. When you have a column that I had that would call me back in the day, that's you read the newspaper, you tucked it under your arm, went to work with it. There was no phones to look at. And I was just telling Brian Haldane how, you know, like when you made a mistake in a story, you had to go back the next day, get a phone call from an editor or a letter in the mail, and retract story, make a new statement on page 3. Those are gone now. So everything people read, they think is true. There's no place to say this was erroneous. This didn't work out. Everybody's Wikipedia is nonsense. Their IMDb is nonsense. Mine is a complete joke. My nephew played a trick on me and wrote all gags about me. But people believe anything they read and see now. So I think what we do, I always think that news that comes through your ear is better than news you see with your eyes because it's distorted, you know? So I like to tell stories about what's going on in the business as an entree into bigger stuff, family issues. You know, it could be that my dog died. That's a show. I'm sorry. I'm talking about my dead dog. We can all identify with that.
In studio with us right now is AJ Benza. He is the host of the new podcast on Drop Biscuit Studios website, dropbiscuit.com, called Fame is a Bitch, Deconstructing Some of the Biggest Scandals and Tragedy of Our Lifetime.
So it's anything, really, but the entree is celebrity. So I'll always come out with 4 or 5 angles on a story, and I'll tell this is not true, I'll tell you why. This is what's going to happen to this person. Like when Jussie Smollett had the big sandwich conspiracy. I was on the air that day, and I said, don't believe a word of this. And, you know, Kamala Harris was saying this is the biggest hate crime. I said, this is all, he's lying. There's no conservatives in Chicago with nooses trying to get a black guy saying MAGA country. But people just believe it. I tend to believe I was right, and he lied. But, of course, he's not in jail anymore. So everything's distorted. So I hope for people like you and I, they come to our shows for a dose of truth and honesty, even if it means talking ill about yourself, which I've been want to do many, many times. I've made mistakes. We all do. Sometimes the show sounds like crap. I'll say, yesterday's show was crap. My stomach felt like... I'm sorry, I cursed, but you know, I didn't feel good. You know, sometimes if you talk to everybody for an hour a day, it's a lot.
There's a great bit of genuineness in audio, you know, that I've always felt that people respond to. You can hear my feelings. Absolutely. I've always said that, like when I'm in a bad mood or something, I'm stressed. People will email and text and wonder if I'm okay. And if I'm in a good mood, it's really obvious. And I think people really respond to that knowing that they're hearing something real. And I can tell from you, you've got that.
I talk a lot and sometimes I talk too much and I say things I shouldn't say, but hey. But the thing is about audiences are great like that because I, you know, not to name drop, but that's what I do. I hung out with Warren Beatty quite a bit in the day, Jack Nicholson, and now they're 80. I can't believe it. But this is like when they're 60 years old, still having a ball. And Warren would tell me, I said, what's the secret? I mean, he was all these women. And he'd say, you know, women fall in love with their ears and guys fall in love with their eyes. It's a whole different thing for women. And if you can get to them through the ears, and I think that that's the case for everybody, men and women, they can tell. And if I check my phone or check my email, the listeners will write to me and tell me the deepest secrets about themselves. I can't believe you said this. This happened to me. Mm-hmm. I love your honesty. And I don't care that I'm more of a conservative guy. I have social... I'm liberally social. I get some things, but not everything. But we can disagree, but they still listen. And I think that's a testament to just somebody who's honest. Even if it's a bad way to be, I'll still say it. I talk about my separation on air. You know, when it happened, in real time. The day after. You know, I talked about it on a paywall, behind a paywall, so my kids couldn't hear. But I had a girlfriend. I got caught. I'm still with the girlfriend. But it was a big deal. It's father of two kids. And I turned to my audience. And they're like a thousands of therapists.
That's very relatable, though.
Yeah.
You know.
A lot of people go through that.
Sure.
I think you need someone to kind of inject some honesty and integrity to things. Because it's a wild west now of emotions in this country.
And podcasting offers a unique transparency that, you know, you really don't get in any other medium. Well, AJ Benza, host of the Fame is a Bitch podcast, newly on dropbiscuit.com from our Drop Biscuit studios here at Guarantee Media. Is there anything else that you would like to add? How else can we find you, follow you?
You know what? I keep having Instagram accounts that keep getting taken down. Somebody hacked me. I had a nice big account. So honestly, my Instagram account is just, it's small now, but it's my dog's name. It's Tootsie Testarossa. It's going to be...
Your dog's name is Tootsie Testarossa. Yeah, Tootsie.
But I have FIAB Nation, but we're gonna construct bigger pages now with Drop Biscuit guys behind me. But my social media, you can find me on Instagram. If you look up on I'm not really one of those guys. I don't have the big profile. Like I don't have a million followers, but I'm very open. My listeners know my email. Some of them call me. They text me. It's very personal. So don't believe everything you read on Wikipedia or Google, because I'm a lot different than some people think ordinarily. If you see what's written about me, you'll go, oh, this guy's a New York City brute. No, I'm a big, you know, big cuddly kind of, I mean, I could be a pain in the ass, but I'm a very emotional person, and that comes across on air.
Yeah. Well, you have an infectious personality, and I look forward to hearing your podcast more again. Fame is a Bitch at dropbiscuit.com. AJ Benza, thanks for joining
us
on Eagle today.
Thank you.